Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. But what the world needs now. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and a hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough. Oh, Lord, if you want to know, the world is down in love, so it's love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world.
Welcome to the Jasari's Love Show, Health and Wellness, Fridays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101. Thank you, our listening audience, for your support by listening to our programs. We have programs on Friday afternoons at 3 o'clock, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, you can get Home-Based Business with Sitari Jaheen. Monday afternoons at 3 o'clock, Mrs. Victoria Falk out of New York, New York. And Thursdays, Victoria Falk and myself, every Thursday with Travel. We just want to thank you so much for supporting this Blog Talk platform. I am your hostess, Cynthia Jaheen, also known as the Jasari's Love of Movements Unlimited. Karibu, welcome to a day of ice and freezing snow and sleet and rain all through North Carolina, to my understanding, Virginia, D.C., all the way up the East Coast, Delaware, Maryland, Philly, New Jersey, New York. But we want to think of this as a time, as Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach said, love, sweet love. Now, what does love, sweet love have to do with the weather? Well, sometimes we have to learn how to accept and embrace the weather. Accept this as a day of rest. You can, of course, choose to accept this as a blessing, or you can, for those of you who think scientifically, a time of hibernation for a day or two. A lot of animals in the animal kingdom, they take this time to rest, to go in. The bears go in a cave or an empty log or something, and quite a few of the animals take this time to rest. Of course, they're prepared way before the winter to rest. They've put a, stored so much food in whatever area they're going to be in, or they've ate so much food that allows them to build the body fat to be able to do that. And we're not going to do that, but quite a few of you have emptied the shelves of your nearest store. I know Food Lot and Piggly Wiggly down here were out of milk and cereal and toilet paper and bread. Yeah, I know you got your hot chocolate and all those different things in the house and maybe some good old chicken soup, but it's a great time. It's all about how you use your mind. Take control of your mind and your time. It can be a time of rest, quiet, and silence. That little bit of silence and quietness that you've been looking for. Take a moment and look out at the trees. Maybe you have a backyard. If you have one, notice there's a calmness, a peacefulness, a stillness. You can really see this once all the traffic in your area stops. Sometimes with a liberty walk out to a particular intersection just to see how awesomely, beautifully covered with snow and everything is still and no cars are moving. Oh, I just love it. I love to go outside in the snow. The air is crisp and clear, and there is quiet. God's blessing, whatever name you want to call your creator, this show is not about a particular name, a particular religion. It's just about the peace that I believe that no matter what you believe in, you know what peace is. It's a town that there's quiet, and that there's no one yelling. It's a town that you're not rushing off to go somewhere. And for people who are maybe somewhere where you're in a war-torn area, which could be your community right here in your city in USA, maybe there's a time that everybody's in the house and the guns are down and the violence has stopped. Or if you're in a foreign country, maybe it's a time that everybody has ceased fire. So let's embrace a time of rest, quiet, and silence here in the U.S. today where we have this snow. A lot of times people are like, oh, it's going to snow. Reverse your thinking because oh, it's going to snow. It's not going to make it stop. So how about embracing it? Take a hint from our four-legged friends and the birds. Bears hibernate, and so do so many animals. Even if you work a job, find a way to work it out so you can take advantage of one of our Creator's greatest gifts, snow, peace and quiet of snow. Can't go anywhere. Maybe you're one of the fortunate ones, and what your job says, don't come in, we're going to be closed. Schools are closed due to snow. Instead of going, oh, relax, I'm not going to do it. I got to leave my house. No, think about, wow, I can stay home and relax. Check the weather days ahead of time. Pray that the weather forecast is giving you an accurate report. This storm seems to be pretty accurate. And plan to be snowed in with the one you love. Woo! Okay. Ooh la la. How romantic. I love being snowed in with my husband of 29 years now, who's also my business partner. Ooh la la. Being snowed in with the one you love. And that could be by accident or could be on purpose. I'll say no more. I think you can figure that out. A nice fireplace. Or a nice, something that looks like a fireplace. Nice cup of hot chocolate. Or whatever your heart's desire. Make it a fun time at home. If you have children, and some of you, I see you on TV, you can't wait for school to open so the children can go back. But reverse your thinking. Most families are not spending enough time with their children and grandchildren. And that's why everything's going wrong. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. So you already know it's going to snow because it's winter and America. So what do? You go out and you get things that they can enjoy. Now, on the healthy side, I wouldn't say drink hot chocolate, but I don't have any substitutes currently on my agenda. And normally I would love hot chocolate. It could be fun. I am going through a caffeine thing myself, so I can't indulge. But I take a cup every now and then. It's going to be okay. You can sweeten it with some honey. You know, that could be all right. You know you're going to have the children home. Be sweet. Be kind. Come on, people. Think of the children. Have something for them. For less than $8 to $10, you could bake some cookies and serve some hot tea or chocolate. Oh, and sit around and relax as a family. Get some things out to read together. Some wonderful stories. That could be something different. Look at some good videos together, something the entire family can look at. I'm old school, so, you know, I'm thinking along the lines something that the children can enjoy also, okay? It could be the one with the, I can't think of any of the ones that have been out for the last couple of years, but Madagascar, I mean, any of those fun things. Home Alone, that's a lot of fun. You can laugh at that one. That's hilarious. You know, just go ahead and enjoy it, you know. And have fun with that. This is also a good time, if you didn't miss Polar Express, even though I actually celebrate Kwanzaa, but I actually like that movie, Polar Express. It's got chocolate in it, and it serves this hot chocolate. So, you know, do things that can be fun for the whole family. And believe me, if you make it fun for them, it can be fun for you. Maybe this is a good time to pull out that old Monopoly game, or that game of Sorry. Or some old jacks. I'm old school. Pull out some jacks and sit on the floor. Put some rugs under you in case your butt get cold. And play good old games of jacks or pickup sticks or checkers or good old game of chess. You see, there's a lot of things that give us good health. And it's all about your mind. Your mind. Now, I want to step back just for a second because I want to talk about that planning part. Because the planning part is very important. I remember when I used to work at Social Security Administration, I had leave, and I would plan. I know it's going to snow. I'm going to make the best of this. Being able to really enjoy your time, you know, in finding out where you want to be at. So it's a great time if you are a person who skis or you love the outdoors. Maybe you're not going to put on the skis, but really you'd love to be out there in the Poconos. How relaxing is that? Well, any of our wintry resorts. The other day on our call, Miss Victoria Falk talked about being able to be at one of our wonderful, wonderful resorts. And there's so many. There are a lot of them in the Maryland area, the Pennsylvania area, New York, Colorado, all through California. Once you get up in the areas where there are mountains, you have your ski resorts. So plan ahead. Take advantage of that. And if you want to, you know, get more information on how you're going to do that, just give me a call. Cynthia Jahi at 252-406-0774. Take advantage of all the things that the different types of weather can bring to you. Instead of making it a thing to complain about, make it something to cheer about. So those are just a few ideas. Take the time to call family and friends. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. How wonderful it is to call that godmother, that great aunt, that great uncle. Hi, just checking in on you. How are you doing? We have lost or we are losing the art of being respectful, kind, and loving all year long, not just for that special holiday of Christmas. But they would like to hear from you on a cold winter day, take their mind off of it, just calling you just to say hello and engage them in a conversation. Family, if you're like me, I've got these 3 to 4 good friends, and we probably just talk to each other about 4 or 5 times a year. And when we had those conversations, they last 2 to 3 hours. You know, you have those friends or family members you can't keep up with because they're busy and you're busy. So schedule. You know, you have these busy schedules. So take the time to enjoy conversations. And don't feel guilty about it. People have a tendency, I listen to people, they feel guilty because they're not at work. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't feel guilty about that. No, there's a time to work, and there's a time to play, and there's a time to rest. And when it snows, snow is a natural phenomenon. So you have to think about, okay, well, the snow is stopping me from doing something. Hint, it's naturally making it icy outside and dangerous to travel. So naturally, you say to yourself, I'm going to do the natural thing. Stay in. Use your phone. Enjoy that. If you're people who are in business, it's a good time to reconnect with people that you haven't talked to. A good way to rewarm that particular market up, that arena up. We'd love to hear from you and kind of remind them of who you are. And you don't have to talk business. Just, hi, it's a snowy day. How are you doing? How's the weather over in Tennessee? Wherever they happen to be. What I'm saying is take control of your life and your time on this earth and enjoy this thing called REST. Also, you may do like I just got to do, put on a piece of good music and do a little dancing. It doesn't have to be anything extra strenuous. Just a one-two step, move your arms, enjoy the music, and maybe you have some snow music. I don't have any that I can think of right now except for Luther Vandross. My husband was playing that a little while ago. Eat. We all want to eat because it's snowy outside, at least most of us do. This gives you a good opportunity to fix something healthy and delicious. Take your time and eat. People, why are you rushing to eat? Again, take control of your time. This is a good time to start that by even realizing that you rush to your meals. Why are you rushing? What are you proving? Your digestive system is saying, could you please slow down a little bit and chew all that food up and relax, or let me relax, let the body relax, let your body parts relax, your intestines, let them relax instead of being stuffed with food and running off all quick and fast. Maybe you're going to take the time. Take your time and make a nice salad. Maybe you're going to take your time and make a nice homemade soup. Maybe you're going to take your time and get some of that healthy brown bread. Oh, my goodness, I had some the other day. I think it was called 7-Grain. Oh, my goodness, you put that with the salad or the soup and then a nice cup of herbal tea at the very, very end after you've eaten that. You talk about it's relaxing. You're not in a rush. You're not going anywhere. And, you know, you might eat your salad, you know, a whole half an hour before you even get to your other part of your meal, your soups. And then later on, maybe a half an hour later after you've eaten everything, you get to your delicious herbal tea. I'm pushing herbal tea because I personally have trouble with caffeine. It just doesn't like me. It doesn't like most of us, and most of us don't realize that. Just take your time. It's called Love, Sweet Love. This is a great time to enjoy the environment. Once we get to the snow coming down and the ice settling, there's going to be ice rinks for you to go to. Hello, people of all ethnicities. Get out and try something different. You may not know anyone that goes ice skating, but boy, did I have a great time doing that. I was in Baltimore City, and they had an ice rink down off of Lexington Street by the old gas and electric company, Park Avenue. You all know come to Baltimore. You know what I'm talking about. And I would go down there, and I put on those ice skates. Didn't know what I was doing, but I put them on and got out there, and I started ice skating. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I thought I was Debbie Thomas for a little while. And then, of course, they have the one over on East Baltimore. There's a couple of them East Baltimore, one in Northeast Baltimore, and one in South Baltimore, and I'd have a great time. The one in South Baltimore is now enclosed, so you don't have to freeze your clips off, okay? And the one in Northeast Baltimore is an enclosed skating rink also. So you have all these different types of things. If you live in Baltimore, Lincoln Park, yes, I said the Gwynn Falls Trail, Lincoln Park, wonderful place to go snowboarding, what is the thing they do? You get in the snow thing and you just get on it and you ride down on it. I'm talking about having fun. You know, being healthy is your state of mind. It's up to you to bring the joy to yourself. Bring that joy into your life. It's really, really, really important. Now, I want to take just a minute just to change things up just for a second. I have a friend that's just going in. Went in yesterday, have a serious operation, so I've sent out my prayers to her. Because it's personal, I'm not going to say the person's name, but you may want to take some time out to that. It's very important. You have people who are in operations. They may have sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, things that they need some ease on. They need to know about the herbal supplements. They need to know about carrot juice and fasting. And unfortunately, one of my dear, dear friends lost her dad overnight, so now I've sent out prayers for her. Actually, one of my partners here on the radio, on a Blog Talk radio show. So just do a little prayer. I'm not going to call her name, but just say, you know, for the partner here at Blog Talk Radio, we do want to send out a prayer because anytime we lose our father, her dad, you know, I lost my dad back in 1989. I know that feeling. And fortunately, the gentleman had a good 90 years. Thank God for that. But still, it doesn't matter. What happens is when you lose a loved one, you're never prepared for that. So we just want to keep that in mind. That's why we need to reconnect with people. So you take the time to reconnect with someone in your life. It could be a young person, it could be an old person, it doesn't matter. Just reconnect and take the time in the snowy days, if your phone's working and everything is up, take advantage of that. So, you know, that's one thing I did want to say. But all in all, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Love yourself. Get in there. Get yourself a nice tub of hot water with some ladies. Men, they don't recommend lavender for you all. But ladies, take that lavender bath. Oh, I'm going to get one an hour from now. Yes, I am. Nice hot water. Put the candles on. Relax. You're not going anywhere. Don't go out there in that bad weather, people. Okay? Don't do it. And I want to say one more thing. It is really about you choosing to be free. When you initially choose to be free, so some of you who are more savvy than I was when I initially chose to really, really be free, to get my total freedom, you will plan it so that you have all the economic pieces in place. I didn't have all that in place. But I'm going to tell you something. Even without that all in place, I remember running through MLK Park down here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and telling my creator, thank you so much for hearing me when I asked and told him my heart's desire, that my heart's desire is to be free, to enjoy this planet the way my creator created for me to enjoy it. I understand that there's some type of work that I have to do. But I don't have to go to work. I can work my passion. I can do what I love to do. So this is one of the things I love to do. As I get information, I try it out, or I check this, you know, my references to see who else has experienced juicing, the joy of juicing, eating raw salad, nothing more delicious than tomatoes with the lettuce and some spinach and some onions, and seeing how eating that tomato with that oil on it, that 100% virgin olive oil on it with some cayenne pepper. I'm telling you, freedom allows you to take your time and experience it. But this is the thing about freedom that I want to say. All with love, sweet love, is that you've got to appreciate every component and every step along the way in your freedom. That's a part of your mental health. Let's say that, you know, you've asked for your freedom, but you're not living in the house that you really want, or you don't drive in the car that you really want, or maybe not driving a car at all, you really maybe need one. Being thankful for healthy feet and legs, so you can get back and forth when you have to go. So that's what we're missing. We forget about the thankfulness and the gratefulness and the gratitude. But if you can do that, then you can appreciate every minute of your freedom. Appreciating every minute of your freedom. Having an entire day to plan to do what you want to do, the way you want to do it. You have to create your goals, create your deadlines, that you still have to do. But also create in there time to enjoy a snow day, time for peace and quiet, time to talk to friends, because that's what you want to do between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock on this snowy day. You know your friends are home in the snow, and you haven't reached that friend that's over there in Connecticut somewhere, or maybe they're in the Philadelphia area. So once you begin to get a grip on that and begin to know that you are just learning how to really be a free person. You're just learning how to be a free person. So for somebody who is no longer working their regular full-time job, but they're working their business, their own personal business, or maybe you never had a full-time job, the key is to make sure you keep your freedom by only scheduling to do the things that you absolutely need to do or you want to do. And when I get back to need, make sure it's something that if it really has to be done. But scheduling it so that if you want to get up in the morning early and do your prayer and your stretching, do your meditation, do like I did, I read my Augmentino, I'm in the chapter now that says I multiply my value 100-fold, I read that every day for 30 days. I actually do what Augmentino said to do. It's a very good book, by the way. And then I go on. Right now I'm also reading The Mucha Miracle. That's a really good book. The Mucha Manual to Turn your Passion to Profit by Kimberly Fields Ellers. Excellent book. I think I told you all the other day. I'm reading Juicing, Fasting, and Detoxing for Life by Cherry Campbell, C-A-L-B-O-M. Unleash the healing power of fresh juices and cleansing diets. And please, 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 if you don't like to read, please skip the audios. But please do not go around bragging that you do not read and you do not study and you do not do audios. Please do something to stretch your brain, stretch your imagination, stretch your knowledge base, because knowledge is power and it is a necessity if you want to survive and thrive on the planet in the snow, which is expected to get more serious weather this particular winter. I don't know, but I'm just telling you. Real quickly, I want to tell you one or two more things. Oh, make sure you have the water running. A couple of emergency things, too. Have your water running, you know, once it falls below 32 degrees. So let's say you go to sleep and it's 35 degrees, but you know it's going to fall to 27 or 18 or 5 or whatever. Make sure you already turn the water dripping, the cold water, everywhere in your house. I'm talking about people who live in these single-family homes, anywhere where, you know, if you live in an apartment, it should be pretty much okay, but in your house, yeah, you're going to have to make sure that those pipes don't freeze, okay? So that's a little quick tip, quick hint. And always, just keep extra things around that's handy. Have extra water in the house. In some cases, you know, especially living in Virginia and North Carolina, we got to worry about things freezing. So we want to make sure that we have some buckets and some containers filled with gallons of extra water. There's little things like that that, you know, I just want to make sure you know. I'm old school, people. Hey, I'm born in 1956. I'm old school, okay? I'm a Baltimore old school girl. I talk about cutting the rug. And then I talk about with no scissors. I'm talking about with the nice pair of shoes on and nice music, okay? But it's snow, and I want to end with this here. More than anything, I want you to be safe. Remember, this is Cynthia Jahi on the platform of Home-Based Business 101, and this is Healthy, Wealthy Fridays, Holistic Fridays, and you can reach me at 252-406-0774. You do the love. The world needs now is love, sweet love. We need you. We need you to be the ambassador of love, sweet love. Caring for your neighbor, caring for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your aunts, your uncles, your godparents, neighbors, the people at your job, the bus driver, even some of the police officers. Maybe, you know, hey, caring, praying for the leadership. With that said, I say thank you and have a safe weekend. Be safe. Take your time. Stay home. And B-L-O-V-E. Thank you.